Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Omid Aleph, and we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Mem and start and hopefully conclude Tov Reish Mem Aleph. So we begin on the second line Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Shomrei Ha'ir Bayom, the people that are watching the city during the daytime, so Peturim Bayom, V'chayom B'layla, so they're working during the daytime, they can't stay in one place, they have to make sure that the entire city is being protected and watched, and therefore they're exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah during the daytime, but when they go home at night, so then they're obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. Likewise, shomer yer belaila, if you're the night watchman, so peturim belaila, you're exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah at nighttime. However, during the daytime, chayavim bayom, you have to have the mitzvah of sukkah when you're not working. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Vav, Haina, we're dealing over here with migayosos, we're protecting, the city watchmen here are protecting from armed troops, gayosos, shlo yavo alem. So these are armed guards, basically, that are protecting the city during the daytime and the nighttime from marauding troops or ganovim. Utsrichim leilech saviv ha'ir l'shamim. And they constantly have to be on the move. They can't sit in one place, or else the benefit of their protection won't be obtained. So they have to move around. They have to constantly be on the move. They're a security service. Therefore, they can't make a sukkah one place and just sit in the hut and sit in the sukkah and protect the city in that way. Now here we're dealing only when you're concerned. These watchmen are protecting against armed forces. And this is really, as you see, the Shaar HaTzion, Os Samach Dalet, the Morgan of Rome, in the name of the Yerushalmi. However, Bishomrei Mamon, if they're just monetary watchers, they're just protecting against some, petty thieves, Shelo Yavo L'Gneva, they shouldn't come and steal things, Shedarkon Lishmor Tomit, and they have to constantly be watched on a regular basis, so then the halacha is different. In that situation, they would be like Kishomrei Ginos Ufardesin. They would be like the people that are protecting orchards and gardens, Hamavur L'Kameh, that we're going to learn in Yitzhak Hashem momentarily. And again, this is here he brings down specifically, this is the Morgan of Rome in the Yerushalmi. And the MS, Dover Zeh Toloi Lefi Inyan Hashimur. And the bottom line is, Mishbur says, Halacha L'Maisa, it all depends on the circumstances. Kigon, for example, if you're Shomri HaChanuyos, Shalonu, Shadarkin Lishmur Belaila, if you need to have the stores protected at night, so you have a night watchman for the stores, so Peturim Rak Belaila, they're only exempt, obviously, during the nighttime. Vayoshrin Bachonus, and somebody who's staying in the store itself, even though they would normally eat their meals in the store during the daytime, they wouldn't go home to their houses to eat. Nevertheless, on sukkahs, they should go and have a sukkah, either build it right there, or they have to go home to eat in the sukkah. And this would be even if they live outside the city, they live in the suburbs, and the stores are in the city. Nevertheless, in this situation, chayavim lasos lamsukkah, they have to go, either go home if they want, but if they want to stay and watch their stores, so then they have to go and build a sukkah near where they are, in the area of their stores. Kidei, in order, lechol be'eish shirtztachu, this way they can eat whatever they want to, and they're not going to ruin their simchas yontif by not eating, and at the same time, they are obligated to eat in the sukkah. Unless it's just impossible for them to go to their house. And while they normally would eat in the store, they normally had the opportunity to go to the houses, but if they didn't have the opportunity to go home to their houses during the year, so then they wouldn't have the obligation during Sukkot as well. To really understand this, we have to go to the next Sif. So the Mechaber goes Sif Yud, and he tells us, Shomrei Ginos Upardesim, the people that are watching the gardens and the orchards, Peturim Bein Bayom Bein Belaila, they're actually exempt both during the daytime and the nighttime, She'im Yaseh HaShomer Sukkah, Yeda HaGanav She'ish LaShomer Mokum Kovua, V'yavo V'yignov V'mokum Acher. This is based upon the Gemara, where it tells us that if you are setting up your sukkah in one place, and that's where the watchman is going to sit, so then the ganavim know that, and they're going to go and rob from a different place. So therefore, the people that are in charge of protecting the gardens and the orchards from ganavim, so they can't just stay in one place, or else it's an open invitation for the ganavim to come and steal them blind from a different place. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us this, and this is straight from the Gemara. Lefikach, bottom line, the Mechaber tells us, Im hoya shomer, Kri Shotvua, if you are protecting a pile of wheat, so the wheat is in one place, it's not all over the place. And in this situation, Shiyochol Lishmar Kula B'Mokum Echad, here you could, in fact, there's one entrance, let's say, to the store, and you stand outside the store, there's no other way to get in. Or you have whatever you're protecting, it's in one place, and if you build a sukkah over there, there is no other way to get in. So then, Chayv Laso Sukkah B'Mokum Shishomro. So then, in that situation, it's totally different. The Ganavim can't come in any other way. This is the only way they can come in. This is the only thing that you're watching, and therefore, you could, in fact, have your guardhouse, have your place where you're staying. The guards didn't necessarily stay outside. They stayed inside in some sort of a booth anyway. They stayed inside someplace anyway. So then in that situation, you'd be obligated to build a sukkah and stay in the sukkah. That is the Mechaber's opinion. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'osin yayin eitzel ovi kochavim besukos. If you're making wine by the goyim on sukkahs, so peturim bein bayom bein malayla, why? The tzrichim lishmor shelo yigu of the kochavim. Here, for kashrus reasons, you have to make sure that you're there 100% of the time. And if you go away for any period of time, so it's very possible that a person can make that into, quote, yayin nesech or stam yenim, and then the wine wouldn't be valuable. It would be worthless. It wouldn't be kosher. And therefore, in that situation, you are obligated to do your job of watching the wine and making sure nobody touches it, and in that situation you'd be exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. However, the imhu b'inyan she'ain tzrichim shimur chayavim. But again, same practical rule applies, that if it's not necessary that you stay there, and you could in fact go into a sukkah, then you would be obligated to go into a sukkah. Mishabur in Sukkot Mem Zayin adds, v'im hayayin munach b'chotzer, sorach laso sukkah b'chotzer. If the wine is in a chotzer, so then you're going to stand in the chotzer, so then you might as well go build a sukkah over there, because you could do both. The yochol shomer b'toch ha-sukkah, al pi ho'afonim ha-mavorim b'yoridea simen kuf lamed aleph, because you would rely upon the rules of what is considered an acceptable shmira that are brought down in yoridea, and you could accomplish this by having a sukkah there. So the bottom line is, as the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, it really is all totally on the circumstances. Be'emes davar is that totally lefi inyun hashimur. If your shmira is incapable of being done by setting up a sukkah and staying in one place, and you can't accomplish your job that you're doing for shmira, so then you're exempt from the sukkah. But if you would be able to go and do the appropriate shmira for whatever you're protecting, in other words, you could sit in a sukkah and do a perfectly proper job of protecting what you're supposed to be protecting, either from armed robbers or from people stealing or from animals from the stomach taking it, or from, if it's a property that you don't want somebody to touch, such as the yayin, to make it to yayin nesech or to stam yayinim. So then in that situation, if you can accomplish the same shmira with a sukkah, then you would be obligated in the beautiful mitzvah of sukkah. With this, we conclude Simon Tof Reish Mem, and now we start Tof Reish Mem Aleph. Now, Tof Reish Mem Aleph is a short Simon. Hopefully, we'll finish it in Mitzvah Shem. And it deals with the halacha of not making a Shechianu at the time that you build the sukkah. She'ein mevarchim Shechianu al asiyas sukkah. As we'll see, technically, you would be Yotze if you made the Shechianu then, but we don't make the Shechianu then. We wait till we actually sit in the sukkah. Mechaber tells us, Ha'osa sukkah, ben li atzmo, ben li achre. If a person is making a sukkah, whether it's for himself or he's making it for his friend, there is no bracha that we make on building the sukkah. However, but technically, you could make a shechianu when you're making your own sukkah for yourself at that point in time through yotze the mitzvah of building a sukkah. So the minhag is, we rely upon the shechianu. Zman means the shechianu. We're somech on the shechianu. Shanu omrim al hakos shel kiddush. So the shechianu that we make for the yontif, that we make on the coast, the first night of Yontif, so that will go not only on the Yontif, but that will also go on the sukkah itself. So therefore, we don't make the bracha of Shechianu when you're making your own sukkah, even though you technically could, but the minhag gets to go and make it at the same time that you're making the Shechianu for the Yontif, and the Shechianu then will go on both the sukkah and on the Yontif. Now, Mishbur explains in Sivkon Aleph, Shein asiyosu gemar mitzvah, because the actual making of the sukkah is not the conclusion of the mitzvah. Shari tzorach leishiba, because the real mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah and not just making the sukkah. If you make a sukkah and you don't sit in it, you really haven't accomplished much. The issue footnote number one does say that the asiyas hasukkah is certainly the tchila of the mitzvah. As we brought down previously, one should begin to engage in the building of the sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur. Kivin shemakayim mitzvah ba'asiyosu, and in fact, you are doing a mitzvah by building the sukkah. The name is there, mitzvah, bo liyotcho al tach mitzena. We have the famous rule that if the mitzvah comes into your hands, the opportunity to do so, don't delay doing it, do it right away. He then brings down the Bir Halacha, who brings down the Yerushalmi, that the actual asiyas sukkah, he mitzvah b'fnei atzah. The Yerushalmi holds that the building of the sukkah is a separate mitzvah, separate, milvad ha-yeshiva, the sukkah, separate from sitting in the sukkah. And the Yerushalmi holds, Mavarach alav bracha, asher kishon l'sovet zivanu, lasso sukkah. The Yerushalmi has a bracha, which we're not familiar making, because we don't paskin like this, Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's a mitzvah of building the sukkah, which has its own separate bracha besides the Shechianu, asher kishon l'sovet zivanu, lasso sukkah. And therefore, he says, v'lechein ein liknos sukkah benuya, mishum shemitzvah levnosa. He says, buying a prefab sukkah, so to say, is not the ideal way, because there's a mitzvah to go and build it. Ella imkein eino yochel no silvat, unless there's no other way for you to go and fulfill this mitzvah. However, the Bavli in Gemara Menachos disagrees. The Bavli says she'ein mevorchem al asiyos, so we do not make a separate bracha of asher k'shem mitzvah v'tzivanu laso sukkah. That's not the way we paskin. And the Bavli sover shasiya eino ikur mitzvah, because the Bavli says that the building of the sukkah is like a hechsher mitzvah. It's not the ikur mitzvah. Albeit, he brings down from the Aruch HaNer, the Netziv, and the Binyan Shlomo, and all of their understanding of Rashi and Makos, Sha'af L'das HaBavli, even our Bavli, Yesh Mitzvah Livno Sukkah. There is a mitzvah to go and build a sukkah, and therefore, bottom line, Mitzvah La'odom Livno says a sukkah be Atzmo. Ideally, a person should try and build a sukkah with himself if he's physically able to do so, rather than assign it to somebody else, because of the principle of Mitzvah Bo, Yoser Mi Bishlucho. And this is also the opinion of the Avnei Nezer, and the Shelus Tshuvas Chalkus Yoav, that it's preferable to do it yourself. On the other hand, the Rashbash and the Chasam Sofer bring down Shasiya Sukkah Inuela Hechsher Mitzvah. They say outright it's just a Hechsher Mitzvah, and there's also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zetzal, and therefore if somebody either hires somebody else to do it or buys some sort of a prefab type of a sukkah and has it just installed, so then that would be acceptable as well. Of course, you have to make sure that the schach is put on afterwards. You can't have tasa velo mina osui, that it has to be, the walls have to be put up first, and then you put up the sukkah, the schach. So now we can better understand the Mechaber. The Mechaber is really telling us over here that separate from the bracha shechianu, that we paskin that there is no bracha lasos sukkah. That's really what the Mechaber is telling us over here. Hoseh sukoso ben liatzel ben liacher enu varach halasiyoso is not talking about the Shechianu, but it's talking about the bracha of lasos sukkah. And then the Shechianu, which you are obligated to make, that we push off till later on. And that's what we see in Sivkot and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. V'daf gudav she'osen osom yishon l'shana. The only time you make a Shechianu is if it's a sukkah, or any mitzvah that you do from year to year. However, I will shofar a megillah, shosin oson l'kama shanim, but when you make a shofar, or when you make a megillah, which is used multiple times, ain't over a shechianu ala siyosin. There is no inyan of making a shechianu on writing a megillah, or on making a shofar. And what about Ner Chanukah? The Ner Chanukah nami, eno minkar shosin l'shei mitzvah. For the Ner Chanukah also, it's not recognized whether you're doing it the davka l'shei mitzvah, and therefore they don't have their own shechianu. Sivkot and Kimu, when you do make the sukkah, you could make the shechianu then, but the minhag is to go and make it at the night of sukkahs, the first night. And the same thing would apply if the sukkah was already made. People have sukkahs up, a pergola that's up all year long. And all you do is, you just put on the schach, or you do something specific. For example, there were two walls, and the hu, hishlima achshav, and you make the third wall, or you did something to the schach. So in these situations, that's considered that you would be obligated in a Shechianu, but the minhag is to make the Shechianu on the first night of Sukkot. The issue foot number 5 points out what I just pointed out a few moments ago, and that is you have to make sure with the schach that you have some sort of a wall there, at least one tefach of the wall there, before you put up the schach. You don't have to have the full wall, but you can't have the schach put up, let's say, by just four poles in the corners, and you put up the schach on the top, and then you build the walls. That wouldn't be acceptable. That would be a problem of tasev lo mina osui. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Daled, where he tells us that we make the Shechianu when we make Kiddush on the first night of Sukkah. Salakos, Shel Kiddush. Shukoy al mitzvah Sukkah v'alachag. This way the Shechianu goes not only on the mitzvah of the Sukkah itself, but it also goes on the Chag. It goes on both of them. The issue foot number 6 brings down, Mitam zeh shebirchas ha-mizman b'kiddush higam al mitzvah Sukkah. Why do we do this and make one Shechianu for both them, for the Yontif and for the Sukkah? And like on Pesach, gam al matzah, the Shechianu that we make on the Yontif also goes on the matzah. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal, brings down Shenoshim Hamevorchos Shechianu Badlokas and Eros Yecholus Lanos Omin Albecha Shechianu Shebekiddush Vein Zonechshav Gehefsek. He says since even the women who have already made a Shechianu for the Yontif when they lit candles, so this is also going on both on Pesach night on the matzah and on Sukkot on the sukkah itself. So therefore, it's not considered a hefsek. The Shechianu should be Kiddush Gam al Hamitzvos Halayla, Sukkah and Matzah, respectively. Ubishas and Lokas and Eros, Einam Avarcha Shechianu El Al Yontif. But the Shechianu that they're making when they light the candles, that was only specifically for the Yontif. But by Shavuos, he says, Shein Mitzvah Miuchedes Halayla. Shavuos, there is no Matzah, there is no Sukkah, and the Bracha of Shechianu, they're making in the Kiddush, is only going on the Yontif. So he therefore says, it's an Afgamina. Ein Lenoshin Lanos Amen. If the women made a Shechianu when they lit the candles on Shavuos, they shouldn't answer Amen to the Bracha of Shechianu in the Kiddush. And there's also the opinion of Rabbi Yashu Zatzal, Sheicholus Hein Lanos Amen. By the Sukkah, it's not a problem, but Mestama by Shavuos, it would be a problem. On the other hand, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Nigus Moshe says, Shaleim Lanos Amen Bekiddush B'chol Yontav. Even on Shavuos, the women can answer Amen. It's not considered a hefsek. Why? For the man, the husband, making the Kiddush, making the Shechianu, for him it's not a hefsek, and therefore the person listening, even if they've been yotzi with one of them, with the Shechianu, for example, on Shavuos night, not a problem for the woman to answer Amen. There's also the Peter Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and Shelus HaTshuvos Or Letzion. The women are allowed to answer Amen for all of these situations. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman does say, you should specifically have in mind that when you're making the Shechianu on the Kiddush, that it's also going on the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, for whatever the reason, you didn't eat the first night in the Sukkah, it was pouring, let's say, or you didn't have a Sukkah. So even though you said the Shechianu for the Yontif, next time you go out to the Sukkah, then you do have to make a new Shechianu for the Sukkah. But here, if you had already made a Shechianu at the time that you built it, then you would be having fulfilled the mitzvah of Shechianu on the Sukkah, because that you could say beforehand. And therefore, if you did make the Shechianu at the time that you built the Sukkah, you don't have to make a new Shechianu on the first time you eat in the Sukkah, if it's not the Leil Rishon, when you are making the Shechianu on the Kiddush anyway. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay tells us, Rotsulama Lamocha Bayel, means the next day, during the daytime, when you're having lunch now in the Sukkah. Sivkot and Vav, Mishum HaSukkah, Ta Barocha Sheberach Meyesu Beveso Hayarach Mishulachah, because there, the Barocha was only on the Yontif. When you make Kiddush outside the Sukkah, so then the Shechianu was only on the Yontif, that wasn't on the Sukkah, and therefore you're entitled to go say a new Shechianu the first time you go eat in the Sukkah, if you haven't already made a Shechianu on the Sukkah itself. Footnote number 7 tells us, let's say you went into the Sukkah, you started the meal in your house because it was pouring. So you made Kiddush in the house, and you are eating in the house because you're hoping it's going to stop raining later on. And now, in the middle of the meal, you go out, and it stopped raining. So you already made Kiddush. So you made the Shechianu in the house, the Kiddush, that was for the Yontif, that wasn't for the Sukkah. He says, now when you go into the Sukkah, and you can eat the rest of the meal in the Sukkah, let's say, because you have to make a Shechianu on the Sukkah, so you make a second Shechianu for the Sukkah. However, he says, Im Kiddush uberach Shechianu b'sukkah b'shas yividas geshamim, but if it wasn't going to stop raining, and you made Kiddush in the Sukkah with the Shechianu, so then that Shechianu goes both on the Kiddush for the Yontif as well as for the Sukkah. He writes there, Sheino tzarech l'ashuv uberach Shechianu, in that situation when the rain stop. Because even according to the Shita that says you aren't mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah while it's raining, at that point, so your Shechianu theoretically didn't work then. Nevertheless, it's no different than if you made the Shechianu before it started raining, before Sukkah started. The issue foot number 8 brings down, what about a person, feeding at a friend's house the first night of Sukkot? So does that Shechianu that you're making in the Kiddush, does that go on the Yontif? Yeah, that's for sure. But does it also go on the Shechianu that you need to make for your Sukkah? So he brings down different opinions. He says, on one hand, the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh says, L'chora, tzorech l'varach al sukkah. You have to make a separate Shechianu when you go into your Sukkah for the first time, because the Shechianu that you made in the Kiddush isn't going to pata your sitting in your Sukkah. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees, and he says, there's no reason to think that Shechianu can't work for both. He brings down others on both sides of this machlokes, ayin shum, this first paragraph. In the next paragraph, he brings down an interesting scenario. What happens if a katan, it becomes a gadol during Sukkot? Kids becomes bar mitzvah in Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So he brings down from the Bikur Yaakov that child doesn't make a new Shechianu, because the Shechianu that he made, even when he's a katan, can satisfy the requirement of making a Shechianu in this situation. However, the Bikur Yaakov, while he says that the katan doesn't make a Shechianu, suggests that a ger should iskayer, that may be a different situation, and Sarach Ian what he should do in that situation. Finally, the issue foot number 9 brings down, if a person forgot to make a Shechianu during the Kiddush, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, he talking shebicha Shechianu sh'al halulav, o al kriyas begil l'koheles, poteris es abroch shalachar. If you didn't make the Shechianu in the Kiddush, you forgot. So then, when you take the lulav and esu the next morning, or for those that take a kosher or cloth and they say koheles with a Shechianu, so then that would be adequate as well for the Shechianu for the Yontif, because they're connected to the Yontif itself. And he writes, shetov l'chavim b'feir shevavarech halachar. So when you actually go make the Shechianu on the Lulav and Esrog or on the Koheles, and you're saying the Shechianu, say in mind, have in mind, or say that this also goes on the Yontif itself. With this, we conclude today's shiur.